Now, some welcome news for passengers facing further cancellations due to the Aer Lingus strikes. As we've been hearing, last night, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA, agreed to suspend ongoing industrial action and recommended its members accept Labour court proposals aimed at ending the dispute. Well, let's get more now from Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, who's been covering the story. Brian, a quick reminder first of the deal that's on the table.
Yeah, Kate, so the Labour Court had proposed a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over 4 years. They had been looking for 24% over 3 years. Aer Lingus had said that any pay increases above the 12.25% awarded to other groups of workers at the company would have to come with flexibility and productivity changes by pilots. Now, the Labour Court did not specifically recommend flexibility and productivity changes for pilots, but nor did the deal go all the way of the pilots either. The court recommended the scrapping of a crewing agreement that allowed pilots to take more of their leave in the summer months. Aer Lingus says it will get its flexibility from pilots there. Now, the scrapping of that agreement also means the termination of a debt owed by pilots to the company linked to that deal. There'll also be changes to pay scales that will involve new entrant pilots seeing their entry rates increase, but it also moves all pilots onto a single scale, something which Aer Lingus had been seeking. There'll also be increases in overnight allowances paid to pilots. So look, this deal did not go heavily in favour of one side over the other, and it couldn't, because if it did, neither side would have agreed.
And we know that Aer Lingus accepted the deal a number of days ago, but remind us what happened late last night.
So yesterday at lunchtime, first off, the Labour Court wrote back to IALPA after it had made contact with the court with questions to confirm its understanding of some of the elements of this deal. Now, it's understood that the structural changes to the pay scales was one area that it wanted clarity on. They also wanted confirmation that any pay increases would apply to all core pay. Yesterday evening, the executive of IALPA met, but that meeting adjourned at around 7:30 yesterday evening. IALPA said it was seeking clarity from Aer Lingus on a number of important matters around existing collective agreements. Then at 10 o'clock last night, the meeting of the IALPA executive resumed, and shortly thereafter, about 30-40 minutes later, the union issued an update to members and a press statement saying it would be recommending acceptance of the pay deal and would be suspending its work to rule at Aer Lingus while it awaits the outcome of a ballot of members. Now, in that statement, the president of IALPA, Captain Mark Tighe, described the pay increase as a significant win for pilots. He said it was secured through the determination and unity of the members. He also highlighted the fact that those new entrant pilots would see their rates increasing. He said this would mean that the lowest paid will enjoy salary rises of almost 30%. Aer Lingus then issued a statement saying it welcomed IALPA's recommendation and said it hoped it would move to complete the balloting process as soon as possible. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, also welcomed the development, describing it as very positive and said it was good news for the travelling public and the tourism sector.
So, Brian, talk us through the next steps then. You mentioned that ballot of members.
Yeah, so first, before the ballot, Kate, over the next week, we're going to see a series of information meetings for pilots. Now, in its update to members last night, IALPA said that these meetings would provide facts to the membership and allow for robust debate. It said the dates and the times of those meetings will be announced tomorrow, and meetings will be held in Cork and Dublin. Then the ballots will open. That will happen next Thursday, the 18th of July at 5 p.m, and balloting will close at 9 a.m. the following Tuesday, the 23rd of July. IALPA members have been encouraged to read the details of the pay deal, to familiarise themselves with the various agreements underpinning this deal. Now, of course, Kate, there is every chance that individual pilots will have issues with this and might decide to vote no, but it's worth remembering this deal is coming with the unanimous backing of the IALPA executive and the resounding endorsement of what the union described as a significant win for its pilots.
And Brian, we know that more than 500 flights have been cancelled during this period of industrial action, and more were due to be announced this morning. How confident can passengers be that this will lead to a permanent end to the dispute?
Yes, but first off, if we look at the cancellations that have already been announced, unfortunately, cancelled flights can't be uncancelled, right? So this means that Aer Lingus announcing an additional 25 cancellations just yesterday for next Monday and Tuesday, they will remain in place. That brought the total number of cancellations to 573, a huge number. And those cancellations were as a result of an 8-hour strike last month and 2 weeks of a work to rule. Now, Aer Lingus was going to be announcing more cancellations this morning. That that now won't need to happen because the work to rule has been suspended. And I think if you look back over the last 2 weeks, you could argue that Aer Lingus did a pretty good job of managing its cancellation plans. It had warned that the work to rule would lead to last minute disruptions and that potential horror situation of passengers at the gate having their flight cancelled at the last minute. That didn't really happen. We saw some isolated incidents, but they were kept to a minimum. But yes, as you said in your question, Kate, there is no denying this has done huge reputational damage to Aer Lingus, enormous financial damage. They've lost millions over the last few weeks, and they said as much themselves. They described this as enormously damaging, both reputationally and also financially. And it has to be said, this dispute did not come out of the blue. This has been going on for 22 months, and the pilots' pay dispute has been through various talks structures. It's been through an independent pay tribunal, the Workplace Relations Commission, two hearings of the Labour Court. And if you look at some of those Labour Court recommendations and some of the statements they've issued afterwards, the Labour Court, using very strong language, talking about the big gap that existed between these two sides, talking for the need of cool heads to prevail, and talking about complex and inoperable agreements that just had to be suspended because they couldn't reach agreement. Such was the gap between the two sides. Now, this is far from all over from Aer Lingus. First off, they've now done a pay deal with the pilots that the other groups of workers here, the cabin crew, the ground staff, they'll be looking at and comparing their own pay deals with and seeing where they could go from there. But also, remember, this deal will take the airline up to 2026. That is only 2 years away. So I think this morning, maybe over the coming days, you'll have somebody, I hope, in the HR department of Aer Lingus looking at this and looking at what are we going to do in 2 years time, because this cannot be allowed to happen again for the airline. Such was the huge level of damage and disruption caused over the last few weeks.
Well, Brian, thanks for that update. That was Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.